BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's Thursday, Scott Mills Daily. More Who Vent calendar. It's day 22. Also, Dial a Carol in America, get a call. There's Real or No Real, and we catch up with Michael Fassbender and Will Smith.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Good morning. How are you? Storm Barbara, least threatening name for a storm ever.
Babs. Babs storm is Babs. On the way.
Like, Barbara's the person that comes around who knows your mum from down the road on Boxing Day, not a storm. Not to me.
Do you know what? I feel really good this morning.
Do you?
Yeah, seriously, I feel fresh. I'm ready to go. Hate to be smug like that.
Hang on a second. A minute ago when we were making coffee together, I was like, oh, a bit tired today. And you're like, yeah, me too. Are you just doing that to...
Mate, the bow tie's spinning. I'm on.
Right, okay, good. Many people are working today for the last time this year, like Mark. Good morning, Mark, in Whitby. Hello to all the Wamazon delivery drivers getting all your Christmas parcels to you today. In fact, all the delivery drivers, because they are working hard for all the different companies. Remember to smile today. If you get a delivery, it is Christmas. Don't just open the door and go,
And give a little tip, maybe.
Oh, that's a nice tip. Yeah. That's a nice touch, yeah.
They'll like that.
BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, this is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. It's Scott in for Grimmy today at 6:40. Did you hear the mass game of innuendo bingo with all the Radio 1 DJs last night? Part of our Million Hours finale, all the DJs together. It was so good, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had to do a sort of walk of shame home, though, and have a shower. I just felt all dirty, you know?
Yeah, well, there was a lot of mulled wine spraying in your face. You were dressed as Santa. I'm going to try and get the video for you later on, because it was really good. All the daytime DJs came in, real nice. How are you not stressed that you haven't got anything for Christmas yet?
I'm not stressed at all.
Why?
Because people like you think I should be stressed about it, and I'm not. I'm perfectly calm with the situation.
Okay. Well, when are you going to get stuff then?
22nd today. Yeah, fine. We've got 2 days to go.
Right. Okay.
No, the problem is the media and people like yourself put a pressure on people
right.
to get this stuff done so early. I don't know why. I don't know what your agenda is.
I'm not.
Well,
I'm
why saying, do you care?
I'm concerned for you because I don't want people to be... annoyed with
I've got your present.
Yeah, it's not
you know
about
what?
Me.
I had a few hours to kill yesterday. I got your present,
it's
so
not
you're
about
fine.
Me.
So I don't know why you're bothered.
My absolute favourite thing is how funny Fiona is finding this because obviously I see.
I honestly don't get what's funny about this.
This happens to me. I see this every year, but she's like, is this real? Like, is he actually like.
We're just
like
discussing
this?
Presents that I could buy for my girlfriend.
In fact, let me bring Fiona in just for a second. Fiona, let's say I was. Let's say I was going out with you, right? In a different world.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Would you be happy if I got you an, let's say, an e-voucher?
No.
Why?
I think this is, I think what Why you're not? Doing right now is
no,
a terrible
no.
thing.
No. I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about me. Fine. Let's say if me and you were going out
a voucher on its own is not acceptable.
Are you going to have a face on it all week?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you haven't thought about it.
Right, nothing to open, right?
Nothing
That's
to
mad.
Open.
That's absolutely okay. mad.
You've just gone and got a voucher.
No, it's not no. any old voucher. It would be an e-voucher for a...
Stop saying e-voucher!
I don't see what the problem
What's
is.
What's e about
I honestly don't see what the problem is there.
What's e about it? No, like, just make sure you get something to actually open as well, not just an email.
Oh, right, so get a rubbish present... But as long as the e-voucher is valuable, that's fine. But that's how I'm playing.
No.
Are you hanging up the stocking on your wall?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This week, 'cause Christmas, we're doing Early Morning Cheese Club. A lot of people aren't, but as you know, I've always been partial to a bit of blue vein, and that's what we've got this morning. What cheese is it called?
Not for me. Is it a Stilton?
What is that?
What is that, Fee? It's a Danish blue.
Oh, I love a Danish blue. So, if you're
not Jonas blue.
Not Jonas blue. If you're part of our Early Morning Cheese Club, let us know. Get in touch, 81199. Tweet at R1Breakfast. Send us pictures of the cheese that you're eating, maybe with a little cracker on the go on the side, or, like us, some nice bread that we've just had delivered.
Or if you're proper dirty, cheese in bed. Like, literally lying there in bed.
Yeah. Send us your pictures, 81199 at R1 Breakfast. You can use those ways to get in touch with us, whatever you're doing this morning. But if you want a bit of early morning cheese, we're going to do it next. And we're going to play a bit of cheese as well. It's 6:47. Good morning, Kerry.
Morning, Scott.
You all right?
No, actually. I cannot deal with Chris and his Christmas shopping. What do you mean you haven't started yet? What's wrong with you, Chris? It's 2 days till Christmas near enough.
It's really stressed.
God. Sort of ranty, points of view ranty there.
Is it giving you anxiety?
It's giving me the worst anxiety.
Right.
How can you not have started? You have a girlfriend too, your poor girlfriend.
Well, no, but I think we're discussing too much.
Yeah. She won't be listening.
I just realised.
But he's still got 2 days, right?
I don't think that's long enough, Chris. What about the
How
Christmas queue?
There's no such thing. I promise you, Christmas Eve, I've never had any stress shopping. It all gets done. Listen, I'm way better than I was. I once used to buy all my family's presents and friends from a shop that rhymes with Hoots.
Yeah.
I could get everything in there.
Mm. And do you remember you went through that phase? What was that shop? There was like a gadget shop.
Oh, that was the best. There was a shop in Uxbridge
in the Chimes.
Now in two.
Yeah.
And
Formerly the Chimes.
And there was a shop of gadgets. I don't know if they're still on anymore.
Yeah.
Shop that purely deals with gadgets. And you could get your whole family done in there.
Yeah. Because your mum really wanted a remote control helicopter.
No, I bought her a laser projector.
Right. Perfect for your mum, I think. Kerry, don't worry about it.
Well, I hope you get it all done. I'm stressed out.
Don't stress. Why are you stressed?
So stressed.
You're fine.
It's just too close to Christmas for all this.
I hear you.
You should have been done last month. You need to take a leaf out of Scott's book.
Also,
this ain't even real.
Hey, Kerry, imagine me and you were going out.
Yes.
E voucher?
Absolutely not. The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Frankie in Manchester. Manager's letting her go home early today just to go shopping because the boss is stressed out.
Yeah.
That Frankie hasn't done any shopping.
Do you know what I want to say to the Frankies of the UK? It will all be fine. Leave it last minute. Go to one of those department stores. You don't need to know what you're buying for everyone until you're there.
You do need to know. You have to have an idea. Why is it going to be fine? You do. You're going in blind.
It's like going to a restaurant, right, and worrying that you're not going to find anything there to eat.
Not the same.
It is exactly the same. Not. You will find something you want to eat there. Right. You don't need to know before.
BBC Radio 1. Santa Claus is
coming to town. Okay, let's get the cheese open, please.
Right.
You're not keen on this one today, right?
No, disappointing for me. I've never really gone blue.
It's kicking out a bit of a pong, I've got to tell you. It's quite sweaty, this one.
It's both a mixture of smell and texture that gets me. I think it sort of crumbles away and the blue vein running through it.
Would you like a grape?
I'll have a grape. Go on, then.
There we are. Anyone else?
Right on me.
Let us know if you're taking part in Cheese Club. We're just doing Cheese Club cause Christmas. You're allowed to eat cheese for breakfast. Billy's on Twitter. He's got a bit of double Gloucester on the go. David in Acton is on the Camembert again. James in Swansea, already on the blue vein. OK, we've got some cheese with your cheese. Let us know if you're getting involved with Cheese Club this morning. I'm going in.
Yeah, it's a good one for Snapchat and that, really. Get involved.
Oh, it's lovely, that.
Good to see people eating cheese this early in the morning.
Oh, Mills. Go with your cheese, Westlife.
You're really tucking in. Hang on, I need to do this myself. Hang on. This is extraordinary to see.
Turn Westlife up, let's go.
Cheese Club.
Yeah.
God, this is epic today.
Right, good, right?
Blue vein. Watch the sunrise on your
face. Danish blue, I'm flying without wings. Gary in Worthing, Applewood Smoke.
Get you, someone's doing well.
Drew from Shropshire's having a cheese string. Still counts.
Still counts.
And that's the
joy you bring. I'm flying without wings.
Good cheese, guys. Good cheese.
So many people getting involved with Cheese Club this morning. Jason in his van. Just got a bit of cheddar on the go. Still good.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, real or no real. Amanda, 25. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm tired. It's the end of term, so what's work?
Okay, you're a teacher?
Yeah, in Fife in Scotland.
Okay. Surely, though, you get a massive long holiday, don't you?
We do. It's different this year. We don't go back till the 9th of January.
Also, the activities you get up to in class in the last week or two, surely it's just making Christmas cards, yeah, delivering Christmas
pretty
cards.
Much. We're watching a film this afternoon, so the kids are living life.
Where will you be at Christmas then, Amanda?
I'm staying it with my mum and dad, so just going down to the local pub because my mum can't be bothered cooking.
Fair play.
Oh, cool. And you're going to catch up with mates over Christmas?
Yeah, we've already done lots of Secret Santa stuff and bits and pieces like that, and then we'll probably get together during the holidays for a wee drink and stuff too.
I had a Secret Santa, which I need to tell you about later on, with my mates.
Mm.
And it's a game, which we'll tell you about later on. All right, here's today's Real or No Real.
Mary Berry has landed a lucrative new contract to be the voice of a Bake Off-themed sat-nav.
Hmm.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Would you want Mary Berry as your sat-nav?
I think I'd listen to it a bit more. I don't think the person on maps is very interesting.
No.
When you say a Bake Off-themed sat-nav, is this a sat-nav that's telling you where your nearest bakery is? Or where your nearest cake is? That's quite a good idea.
Right, turn right at the Soggy Bottom.
Yeah, you are 5 metres away from a cake.
Yeah. And then you're on the motorway, it tells you what service stations has a Schwags.
Oh, that would be great. Or if there's any, the one that rings with Warbucks nearby.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and if she can make it ever so slightly more innuendo as well as a sat-nav, that would be good as well.
I would want that for Christmas.
You know, your nearest cake is up that passage, that yeah, kind of thing.
You know, loads of famouses do the voice of sat-nav, though. Is that still on?
I know.
I think it
you
is.
Can get Arnold Schwarzenegger, I know that.
Can you?
I thought that was a Who as well. Yeah. I didn't know that was still a thing. I don't know how I can get different voices on my phone, because I just use the maps on my phone.
I don't think you can change the voices, because I'm sure I've tried, but I think you can only make it a man or a woman. You can't change it into, Homer Simpson.
I'd like a Scott Mills one.
Mm.
Actually, well, that'd be amazing. You should really get that sorted.
No, I think that'd be weird because, I'd be on the radio but also on your sat-nav at the same time.
Oh, you'd love it. You'd absolutely love it.
Listen to me, I'm everywhere. Okay, Mary Berry, she's going to be the voice of a new Bake Off-themed sat-nav. Chris, can this be true?
Well, everyone loves Mary Berry. Everyone loves her voice. She's got a very soothing, reassuring voice. So actually, could be very good for sat-nav. So I'm going to say real.
You know she's just been doing the American version of Bake Off.
Has she?
And they love her, but they don't love the show.
Right, okay, so why has that happened then? As in not liking the show, but liking her?
I think it's a very British show. It's on in loads of countries, but the Americans just did not take to the show, but they do like her.
It's funny what does well over there and what doesn't.
Yeah.
And Mary Berry does well.
They love her, they don't like the show at all.
What are they saying about Judas?
He's not on it.
No?
No, it's just Mary.
I'm joking.
Mary and
poor
two
Hollywood.
Others.
Okay.
Okay, Amanda, what do you think? Mary Berry sat-nav.
I'm going to go for real because I really hope it is.
That one is no real.
Oh,
no.
Not happening. Not anytime soon, anyway. But there is a Sue Perkins one. It's not Bake Off themed.
Oh.
Okay,
but you can get Sue's voice if you would want that in your life. We are playing Real or No Real with Amanda. Okay, let's get your next facts, please.
Victoria Beckham has employed a party entertainer for the Beckhams' New Year's Eve celebrations, former bandmate Mel C.
I can't tell if that's throwing shade at Mel C or helping her out. Maybe Mel C's not getting that much work, so Victoria says, look, I'll help you out, I'll employ you.
Oh, I don't think Mel C has to worry about money.
No?
No. They made a decent amount.
She's probably loaded.
She is loaded, she is.
So you think, actually, it would be more throwing shade, really?
No, because they are mates. Otherwise, why would she ask her to go to the party?
Yeah.
But
she's maybe just doing out, the kindness of her heart, and she's not going to get paid at the end of the day.
Oh, no, I reckon she'll get paid.
To a much lesser level, on my birthday, I was thinking of asking my mate Sir Dosser to perform.
Yeah, do it.
Which I think would go down amazingly well.
Yeah.
But he kind of doesn't want to.
Well, this is your Watford version of Victoria asking Mel C to be on.
Yeah.
You're asking Sir Dosser. He's also an artist in his own right.
He is, yeah.
Let's not forget how good the Spice Girls in Spanish sounded on yesterday's show. Mars. It blew Chris's mind and a lot of our listeners yesterday when we revealed that they did record this in Spanish.
It actually blew my mind that artists record in other languages as well. I really want to hear this Japanese Charlie XCX song.
Why would they not, though?
She recorded it in Japanese. Which one? Was it?
A lot of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Ariana Grande interview in French is also quite good. Okay, so is Victoria Beckham employing Mel C to be on at New Year's Eve? Real or no real? Amanda?
No real.
Chris?
I don't know. It seems really awkward, this. I'm going to go real.
That one's real.
But if you're MLC, you would do it. Listen to this. So they're hosting Exclusive Bash, and it's going to be, guess where?
At Beckingham Palace.
Oh, ho. Is that still on?
I don't know.
It's in the Maldives to see in 2017.
Whoa.
All the kids, Brooklyn, Romeo, Cruz, Harper, some celebrity friends probably, and Mel C.
Oh, it sounds good.
Right, so if you're Mel C, you get a call from Victoria. When it comes to Maldives for New Year, actually, yeah, how many songs do I have to do? Two? Three? OK, I'm there.
So what's she performing, do we reckon?
Don't know.
Northern Star.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real?
I got 10. Amanda, you got nothing. Sorry.
What a way to end the holidays.
Enjoy your next couple of days at school and have an amazing Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
Love you. Bye.
BBC Radio 1.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
A lot of people are asking for our Christmas song that we made a few years ago about being single and alone at Christmas, but it's an upbeat vibe.
Mm.
Try and get that on in a minute. Sinead, what have you got?
Okay, so coming towards the end of the year, lots of lists come out, best song, best album. The BBC have compiled one looking at 25 other lists of the best albums that are around and put them all together to find out which is the most popular, and it's Beyoncé's Lemonade. So these are all like critics who are kind of deciding all of this. Now, she features in all of the, all but one of the lists, so 24 out of the 25, and she was ranked number one 9 times, so it's kind of quite definitive that she's it. So you remember this one, that it kind of came out of nowhere, the album Lemonade, and sparked a lot of gossip, namely, who is Becky with the good hair? Well, I don't think we really ever got to the bottom of that, did we?
Nah.
Yeah. Second place.
It's not me.
It's not me. No. Is it you, Sinead?
Well, I thought I'd leave it till the end of the year to make the announcement. Second place, David Bowie's Black Star, and in third, Frank Ocean. And also on the list, the 1975 made it, Christine and the Queens, and Rihanna's Auntie.
Right, okay. And who compiled this list?
So the BBC compiled the list from 25 other lists from like Enemy, Billboard, The Guardian, Time Out, Q Magazine. So they all did their end of year lists, and the BBC took them all together and worked out which one was best out of that.
Do you know what? I'm really pleased to see Solange at number 5 on the list, because at least then at the Christmas dinner table in a couple of days' time, we'll be like, okay, yeah, my album Lemonade was number 1 pretty much in every list. But then Solange at the other end of the table can go, yes, but I was number 5.
Yeah.
And that's going to make her feel a little bit better about herself.
Someone who might make next year's list, Honey G. She's launched her own clothing range now. It's relatively affordable.
Let me guess. Is it sunglasses, tracksuit and baseball caps?
There are baseball caps, a bomber jacket with Honey G written on it. That is going for £20. It's fairly reasonable.
Yeah, I like the term relatively affordable when it comes to Honey G wear.
There's T-shirts on there. There's a hoodie. You can also get a cardboard cutout face, a mug, and then there's a little teddy with a Honey G hoodie on it too. And also she's put rest to these rumours that she will be the UK's entry for next year's Eurovision, saying it's not her cup of tea.
Ooh.
Oh, she's a bit credible for that.
Yeah. Right, OK, so if I bought you all Honey G T-shirts today, right,
mm-hmm.
how much to wear it in the street tomorrow? How much do I have to pay you? Go. Fiona, go. How much?
Hundreds
of pounds.
Do you know what? I'd probably go for about 20 quid.
I was going to say real talk here. Yeah. It's easy for me to say 2 million, but it's I'll probably do it for 20 quid.
Yeah.
Right, so if I each gave you 20 quid, you'd wear that all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In public.
But better question, how much would you need to be paid to wear a Honey G jacket?
What else have you got, Sinead?
next up, another list that's been compiled, looking at some of the best houses from all your Christmas movies, favourite Christmas movies. How much they cost when the film came out and what you'd need to pay now to buy them.
I love this.
So first up, remember the amazing house in Home Alone?
Yeah.
Huge, right? So that's in Chicago. And back then, back in 1990, it would have been 1.5 million, okay?
In 1990.
Yeah. But interestingly enough, now it's around about the same price because of the fluctuating housing market in Chicago.
Right.
Isn't that
mad? That'll be the Illinois fluctuating house prices there, Sinead.
Yes, yes. Kate Winslet's beautiful cottage in The Holiday. So that's that was like based in Surrey, I believe. 2006, 472,000. Now you're looking at 725,000. So, but what was her job in that? She could afford a place that was 472,000.
Don't you think that about all films? It's like, I just work in the local diner, actually. Yeah. But here's my massive house overlooking the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah. And one final one, Love Actually. Remember Martine McCutcheon's home? That was in Wandsworth in southwest London. At the time, it was 255,000. Mm. Now, 1.1 million.
Whoa! That's the Martine McCutcheon effect.
McCutcheon's done well out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just a non-Christmas one, Carrie Bradshaw's apartment in Manhattan from Sex and the City.
Millions, I bet.
Well, now, it recently got sold for 7.79 million. That's like a one-bedroom. Yeah.
7.79 million?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Not for me, that one.
No, I don't even want it. I don't even like the look of it. Right, in 1 hour, you've got Grimmie's Chat with Michael Fassbender, right?
Indeed, yes.
Okay, that's coming up at 8.40 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, coming up, has anyone been mildly offended by the present they got in their Secret Santa this year? I am. Morning, Lauren.
Morning.
You're right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Merry Christmas. What's going on?
I really want to hear the Perfect Christmas single.
Oh, do you really?
Yes, I love it. It's great.
I'm not sure it's aged well.
I think it's great. It's such a tune.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's aged brilliantly. And that was always the aim with it. We wanted to write a song that might not be that massive right now, but in 20 years' time, everyone is playing it.
Well, we did try and make the perfect Christmas song. This was the idea that we did on Radio 1 about 4 years ago. So we called it the perfect Christmas single. And the song actually ended up about being
single.
So, like, if you are on your own at Christmas, be happy about it.
Yeah,
just hang out with your mates, you know? Like,
I think it should be a single.
Right. Are you with somebody at the moment?
No.
Right, see? So it's perfect for you. Be happy. Doesn't matter. Cute fireside couple selfies can bore right off.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So over it. Like, seeing everyone like, oh, we're so happy together.
I mean, most of the lyrics are good. It's a proper cheese fest. Some of it's a little bit whiffy, lyrically. Yeah. But that's fine. Yeah. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas. It's fine. It's loud. Okay. Should we play it then in a minute?
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone should, like, love it and download it, and it's great.
I think Bex is keen too. Are you, Bex?
Hi, yeah.
Do you love it?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
You don't think
it's stuck in my head for weeks.
You don't think it's too whiffy?
No, it's Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, see, people like traditions, Scott. Okay.
I'm worried that it's potentially as whiffy as the Danish blue cheese that we've got hanging around out there.
No.
But okay. Loads of people have been on saying they want it. Jess in Manchester and Daz and Martin and Kate and Louis. So I think we need to break out. We've not even played it yet this year. So are you ready?
There'll be loads of people who haven't heard this before as well. Enjoy.
Okay. Oh, by the way, Bex, do you want to pull a cracker with me?
Yes.
Oh, I feel bad now because I didn't do one with Lauren. Sorry, Lauren. Okay,
Paul. Share the prize.
Paul.
I am.
Oh, good. Right, there's your hat. Red hat. And here is your joke. Why did the golfer wear two pairs of trousers?
Oh, I don't know.
In case he got a hole in one.
Yes, I got one.
All right, here is the perfect Christmas single. If you're on your own this Christmas, don't be sad. This is Radio 1.
I saw your status change. Your life's been rearranged. It must be really strange to be on your own now.
Have no messages.
Because Santa Claus is coming. Seems like everybody's getting something except you. Because you're, like I said, on your own now. But you got a choice. You don't have to be lonely this Christmas. You can see.
Silent nights turn on the
a free reindeer.
Well, no.
But your reign is free. The deer belong to Santa. So don't hide away. Though, baby, it's cold outside.
My favourite tweet. Feel like I've had a bath in Disney.
Yeah, it's like that. I like it.
Oh, it's still good.
Come on, it's Christmassy.
It's still good. It's Christmas time. That was Scott Mills and the Pigs in Blankets with the perfect Christmas single.
One.
Right, so Casey from Halifax wants to apologise to anyone on the train from Brighouse to Leeds this morning because she proper lolled at the free reindeer bit in the perfect Christmas single and everyone thinks she's a bit of a weirdo.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott here. It's a tradition on this show. Major tradition every year at Christmas time. There's a service that will sing to you at a university in Chicago. So obviously we called them.
Happy holidays from Dial Carol. We are very excited to answer your call. Please note that depending on call volume, it may take up to 15 minutes to answer your call. Please have your name, location, and the carol you would like to hear ready for when we answer. If you get disconnected, please try calling us back later. We thank you for your patience as we are busy caroling.
Hi, thank you for calling Dial a Carol. My name is Renita. May I ask who's speaking?
Yuletide greetings. My name's Scott and my friend Chris is here as well.
Hi.
Hi, Scott and Chris. May I ask what you want us to sing?
A bit flirty. We're in the UK.
All right, in the UK.
Yeah.
And what would you like us to hear? Or what would you like to hear?
What would we like to hear?
We thought we'd give you a call because we want to hear a Christmas song.
Which Christmas song?
I would like to have Stay Another Day by E17.
I don't know that we have anybody right now.
Okay, well, previously when we've rang, mm-hmm. sometimes you'll just give it a go anyway, and we'd really like to hear that song. Christmas wouldn't be the same without it.
No, it's one of the faves.
What's it called again?
It's called Stay Another Day.
Stay Another Day.
And it's by
East. That's not even on the book. I think I have to pull that one up.
Oh, maybe on the internet. Can't believe that one's not made it across the pond.
Maybe you're the first one to request it.
Yeah, I thought it would be massive everywhere, that one.
Oh, gosh. You're going to make me try this one.
Yeah, I just give it your own take, I think, your own interpretation.
It's well good. In fact, I'm sure it actually probably just sing it how you'd read it, though. I'm sure it will sound the same.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. Just give it a go.
Oh, God.
What I would say is, like, think big voice on this one. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, I want to hear this version. Come on.
Oh, gosh. Baby, if you've got to go away, don't think I could take the pain.
Won't you stay another day?
Yeah. It's not that bad. Yeah, go on.
Oh, don't leave me alone like this. Don't you say it's the final kiss. Won't you stay another day?
Awesome.
You're doing it wrong, yeah, but it is yeah, really good.
Can we have a bit more?
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying this.
Don't you know we've come too far now just to go and try to throw it all away?
Quite jazzy.
Though I heard you say you love me, that your love was gonna be here to stay. Yeah. I've only just begun to know you. All I can say is, won't you stay just one more day?
Too jazzy?
Okay, do you want to try a different one?
Yes, I do.
Do you know To Become One by the Spice Girls?
No, you're just getting all the ones I don't know.
But the problem is it's our second favourite Christmas song. You know the Spice Girls? You've heard of them, yeah?
Yes, I've heard of the Spice Girls.
Okay, it's called To Become One. It not really a Christmas song, but people associate it with Christmas here because it was out at Christmas.
Yeah, and the video was well Christmassy.
Yeah.
What's the biggest request? Probably Jingle Bells, isn't it?
The biggest request, I think, is Mariah Carey, like, Home for Christmas. Mm. Yeah.
See, our ones are way more exciting.
Are they?
Yeah.
I bet they are. Okay.
Do you want me to start you the first line and then you can get the sort of tone of it?
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Candlelight and soul forever. A dream of you and me together. Say you believe it. Say you believe it.
Free your mind and out in danger. Be for real, don't be a stranger. We can achieve it.
Yes.
We can achieve it. But the next line would sound different.
Come a little bit. Come a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Come a little bit. Closer, baby.
Get it.
What was that like?
Tonight is the night when two become one.
Let's see you sing.
Here we go, chorus.
Oh my gosh.
I need some love like I never needed love before. Wanna make love to you, baby.
I have a little love now. I'm back from work.
Wanna make love to you, baby.
Set your spirit free. It's the only way to be.
Yeah, it's really good.
You are so good.
A little bit too much giggling throughout.
But... No, I enjoyed it.
I'm sorry.
No, it's really good. And once again, a fine service that you're offering there. You've made our Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
Can we call again at another point at Christmas, or is it one call only?
You can call again. People call like 8 times a day.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be good to twos up next time.
Yeah, definitely. Happy holidays.
You too.
Happy
bye.
Holidays. Merry
bye,
Christmas.
Bye, bye,
bye.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
And now Sinead's here, and you've got some of the best bits of Grimmie's interview with Michael Fassbender.
Yes, he spoke to him a couple of weeks ago, and it's for his new movie, Assassin's Creed. So that's the film that's based on the computer game, also starring Marion Cotillard. I'm not going to try and attempt to give you a little bio of what the film's about, just go watch it.
Okay.
But it's full-on action. A lot of like parkour going on, you know, when they like jump from building to building, and all CGI and a lot of fighting. So if you like kind of action-packed films, then this is one for you.
Yeah, but, you're into that, aren't you, Scott? Yeah. Parkour. That's what you kind of do after the breakfast show. You go out, run between a few buildings.
Yeah.
Do you actually know what it is?
I've never heard of parkour in my life, I'm going to be honest.
Oh, so you know when you see like those like kind of like people and they jump from like a really high building to another one? That's called like parkour.
I never knew
that. Yeah.
Is that because I'm not a gamer?
You're not a gamer, no. No, it's not necessarily a gaming thing.
You're not a gamer. Okay, well, I've learned a new word, so good.
So yeah, there's that in the film. Anyway, amongst Grimmie's chat about the film, he told Michael Fassbender that on the day they did their interview, if you Googled Michael Fassbender, rather than any kind of reviews or of the film or about his performance or his life, the top story was about Michael Fassbender on farting. So that's quite good, and this is why.
I think it's because I said that Marianne on set suffers from flatulence.
By the way, Marianne might well be the most glamorous, beautiful actress in the world, and you've just been like, she can't stop farting.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought it might spice things up, and it worked.
Have you spoke since?
Yes.
Yeah, via our agents.
Oh, she's pretty cool.
And they established that the film, because it's really, really loud, that you don't need to panic if someone comes and sits next to you and they've got a massive bag of crisps. You know, it can be quite annoying and you can't sometimes hear stuff.
Well, yeah, but also I get anxiety that I'm the crisp rustler as well.
Right, okay. Well, this is a great film for you then. You won't have any anxiety because it's so loud. But that led on to a discussion about favourite cinema snacks.
It's popcorn.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Salted. Never sweet.
Do you know, I do the mix now, don't I?
That's disgusting.
Salted and sweet's the best.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
100. No, sweet's the best, but it's never sweet enough. Mm. It's like cardboard most of the way, and then you get a tiny bit of sweet.
Or you just get so much sugar at the bottom that you have like a real...
Yeah, but that's all good.
Yeah.
Just put it in the rest of it.
So anyway, he has been saying in quite a few interviews that this might actually be his last film for a while because he wants to have a bit of downtime as he has been working like non-stop back-to-back films for about 10 years now. And what better way to spend that downtime? Glastonbury.
You know what? I will be there next year because I think I'm going to take it a little easy next year, so I'll book that in early. Uh-huh. I just think it's so well organized, and, uh-huh, and the staff and everything, just such nice people. I was blown away by it, to be honest.
So Michael Fassbender will be at Glastonbury 2017. There
awesome.
You go.
Look out for him.
Yeah.
Okay, and the film is out, is it New Year's Day?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Thank you, Sinead.
You're welcome.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Come find me. Such good news. Yesterday, we smashed 1 million hours. You know the year-long campaign we've been doing, trying to get you to volunteer some of your time? Over 1 million hours pledged by you lot, so thank you so much. You're so generous. As part of that show yesterday, all the Radio 1 DJs, all the daytime ones, played a mass game of Innuendo Bingo, the biggest one we've ever done. Adele Roberts, Clara Amfo, Dev, Alice Levine, Greg James, Matt Edmondson, all against you, Chris, yeah, dressed as Santa himself.
6v1. It was full on.
It was brilliant yesterday. It's on Radio 1 YouTube if you want to have a look.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I think we're all the same. At Christmas in particular, we all love things that make us go, ah, whether it be films or songs or Santa calling someone on Greg James's North Star caller. This is one of the best.
Hello?
Oh, hello there. Is that Mummy Annabelle?
Hello. Yes, it is. Who's speaking, please?
Hello, Mummy Annabelle. It's Father Christmas here.
Oh, hello, Father Christmas. How are you?
Hello, Annabelle. Very well. Indeed, thank you. Now, I was very much hoping to have a quick word with Noah. Is that possible?
It is. Let me just get him for you.
Wonderful, thank you.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, young lady.
Father Christmas. Hi, Santa.
Hello there, Noah. And how are you, young sir?
Very good. How are you?
Oh, Noah, I am very well. I'm very, very busy at the moment because something very exciting is happening in a few days' time. Do you know what it is?
Christmas Day?
Oh, yes, Christmas Day, Noah. Of course. Now, I can hear in your voice, I don't even need to ask you, whether you're very excited about Christmas. I think you are excited, aren't you?
I am.
Yes. Oh, how excited are you?
Excited. Really excited.
Really excited.
I can't sleep because I love Christmas.
Oh, Noah, me too. And I can't sleep at this time of year because I've got too much to do and too many presents to get ready on my sleigh. But you must try and get some sleep at night so you're not too tired at Christmas. Do you think you could try and do that for me?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful, Noah. Now, have you been getting ready for Christmas at school? Have you done a play?
Yes, and I have done a play.
Oh, yes. And what did you play in the Christmas play, Noah?
I was a sheep.
Oh, wonderful. A very important part in the nativity play. And did you have any songs to sing?
I sang We Like to Tell You a Story and Little Grey Donkey and Down in the Stable and Just a Little Stable and The Angel Song and There's a Rustle and a Dazzle and Wonderful Camel Song and A Miracle in Town.
Oh, what a lot of songs to remember, Noah. Which one of all those songs is your favourite?
Little Grey Donkey.
Oh, Little Grey Donkey. Will you sing me a little bit, Noah, to remind me of how it goes?
Little grey donkey, clipping, clopping, plodding down the track. Little grey donkey, clipping, clopping, with a special person on his back. Clip, clop, clip, clop.
Oh, Noah, what a wonderful singing voice. And what a very nice song about a little grey donkey. Now, Noah, an important question for you, young man. Do you know what you'd like for Christmas?
Yeah. Pokemon and Pokeballs.
Yes, a Pokemon and a Pokeball. Anything else?
I want to get a Leicester City football kit.
Is that your favourite football team, Noah?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Right, a Leicester kit. Wonderful.
Am I going to be on the good list?
Yes. Well, that's a question that lots of people ask me. Would you like me to look on the list?
Yeah.
Well, I've got some news for you, Noah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You are on the good list.
Yes.
Yes. Ho, ho, ho. Well, it's lovely to speak to you, young sir. I'm going to go and carry on getting ready for Christmas because there aren't many days to go. But it's very nice to speak to you and happy Christmas to you.
Happy Christmas to you as well.
Thank you, Noah. And bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye, Santa. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, Noah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, bless. Emma on Twitter says, the kid on Radio 1 right now is adorable. Noah's so cute, says Grace on Twitter. This North Star call has got me crying. It's so adorable. I know. Also, I've never heard of it before, but I think Little Grey Donkey is my new jam.
Yeah, banger. The Scott Mills Daily. Who will love me now when Christmas comes around? Who will love me
now when Christmas comes around? Matt Terry, When Christmas Comes Around on BBC Radio 1. So many messages, so much love for Noah on North Star Caller. He was great. I'm glad he's made the good list. Right, so me and my mates had a bit of a Christmas lunch the other day, and we all did Secret Santa, right?
Yeah, which cheers for the invite.
I know. No, it was a different group of friends.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate this at Christmas.
Yeah, it's fine. Different circle of friends. No, right, I get it.
No, this is what stresses me out, because everyone's like, oh, thanks for the invite. So, oh, God.
No, I saw the status. All right. You know, out with my mates.
And... right. You know, but you're a different... like, you're in a different...
Out Christmas party with the lads.
I'm not even going to bother.
No, no, go on. What happened?
Right, so I got a game, I obviously don't know who it's from, called Is Most Likely To. And we ended up playing the game at the table. I still don't know who the present is from. So everyone takes a wadge of cards from the pack, and then all the cards have a statement written on them, and you have to give the cards out that most suit somebody's personality or kind of traits, right? Mm. So, for instance, if there was a card in my pack that says loves Watford Football Club,
yeah,
I would hand that to you.
Yeah, good looking.
Is good looking.
Card to me.
Would hand that to you. Right, I don't know if anyone else is offended by their Secret Santa present this year, but I am, because look at all the cards I've got. I'll put this on my Twitter. We'll put it on R1 Breakfast. Can we? Yes, we can. We've bleeped out the rude word in one of them. Right, so listen to some of these cards. Goes missing within 15 minutes of going out.
True, that's you.
No, it's not.
That is you.
Makes new best friends but can't remember their names.
Yeah. Yes, sometimes. Yeah, that's fair.
Then one of the cards says, do you have a phone charger? Has an excuse for everything. Mm. Is obsessed with how they look in photos.
Yes, that's definitely true.
Won't stop talking about their trip abroad. It's right, quite offensive, right?
And you collected quite a few of these cards.
Yeah, they're all, like, you can see them. They're right, like, where my dinner was. Loses his pants. Will only speak to you via text.
That's so true.
Oh, I can't read that one.
The sweary one. Yeah.
Won't even come to your funeral. That's harsh. Come on. I'd be there.
A quick show and go.
No, I wouldn't. And one of my most offensive was all about Abercrombie. I'll put this on R1 Breakfast and my Twitter as
good
well.
Good game.
It's, well, mildly offensive.
Yeah, so good game.
Let me know if you've been offended by your Secret Santa present this year and you don't know who it's from.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, we do this thing in the afternoon called Bangers, where I pick a song, Chris picks a song, and then one of you lot decide what wins. Where are we at score-wise?
Okay, score-wise, you are winning 2-1 so far. Smug face to you.
And good morning, Aaron, 22, from Sheffield.
Hey, lads, how's it going?
Hey, Aaron. What's going on?
Not much. I'm just on my way into Hull to go fix a tractor.
Fixing a tractor in Hull today?
I am,
Right, tell me about what you do in the gym, please.
Well, I'm a competitive strongman.
I love this.
Are you?
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing that for?
Little under a year now.
Okay. Massive gains?
Trying.
Is this the kind of strongman activities where you have to, like, lift? It's still quite old school, isn't it? You got to, like, lift barrels and tyres and stuff like that.
And stones on barrels and whatnot. Yeah.
Right, this is so weird that you called, because I was watching... I had Channel 5 on the other day and they had the World's Strongest Man on.
Yeah.
I know, but it's still on, right? And the keg toss is ridiculous.
It will be at that level, yeah.
Mate, and also, why are they all from Scandinavia? All the ones that are really good at it, they're all from, like, Sweden, Finland, Iceland. Why is that?
You say that. I've got an old mate, a guy called Tom Hibbert, guy I went to uni with. I swear he's, like, right now, he's the UK's strongest man. I might be... Getting that wildly wrong, but
can he
always
do
on
a keg
Facebook,
toss?
Yeah, and he puts up these videos, and I've never felt so inadequate watching a video as watching what he does in the gym.
Yeah,
machine.
Now I'm guessing, Aaron, your diet is a bit like this, guys.
8 o'clock in the morning, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 10 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 12 o'clock, I'll have fish and a rice cake.
A bit like that, is it?
It's not quite that strict. It's chicken, rice.
And a rice cake.
And beef and whatnot.
All the protein.
You're one of those, aren't you? You have beef for breakfast.
Oh, I can have oat for breakfast, mate. That's a bit of Weetabix.
Right, listen, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers. Please choose me. What a song.
A
come on, it's a tune.
It is a tune.
Porter Robinson, Language. This would sound good, right, Aaron?
It would.
Annoys me, this one, because this is a good song. Yeah. And I need a win today to make it a draw. So, Aaron in Sheffield, this is my banger option for you. It's MGMT, Time to Pretend.
Oh, both good, aren't they? Both good.
This is a tough one because I usually do go for Chris.
Oh.
Usually do go for Chris, but as it's such a anthem, so close to Christmas, I'm going to have to pick Scott.
Yes! Oh, tune. Doing well.
Daily.
Bruno Mars on the Radio and Breakfast Show. This is Scott Mills. Good morning. So we have an advent calendar on our show, but it's not chocolate behind them doors. It's Who's. Massive Who's. You know, on our show normally, if we think of something a little bit retro from the past, not talked about or spoken about or thought about much anymore, you just say what it is and give it a who.
Yeah. Do you find yourself going about your business just pointing at things, just shouting who? You know, when you're out and about or on a night out.
Well, as I told you, I hooed my own doorbell the other day.
Yeah, good one.
It was like an old school bing bong, like ho, which is worrying because I'm doing it on my own with no one else there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm hooing things, but no one else can hear. That's the first sign of madness. All right, so getting ever closer to the big day. Where are we at today?
22nd. Almost a little bit sad.
I know, I don't want it to end. I've really enjoyed this, you know. So, in your own time, Santa, please open door 22 on today's Who-Vent Calendar.
The Who-Vent Calendar with Scott Mills. Right, time for door number 22.
What's up, the fucks?
say.
Rubbish.
Oh, yeah. What the fox say?
Brilliant.
What the fox say?
Ilvis, what the fox say?
Daily.
That's what I like sometimes about the Who Vent calendar. I'd completely forgotten about What Does the Fox Say? Had you?
Yeah. Yeah, and Ilvis.
Ding, 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 and Ilvis. We had them on the show at the time.
I was going to say, did that happen?
Yeah,
I
they were
it
actually
did,
on.
Didn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. I'm not the only person whoing on their own. This person says, I hooed a woman at the tax office yesterday because they could only accept a check. Ho! Actually went ho! Down the phone to the lady. Wow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And good morning, Ali Plum off of Movies.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very good, thanks.
Do you want to pull a cracker with me, my darling?
I'd love to.
Okay, here we go. So
I've got to lean a bit.
Oh, sorry.
He won.
Saw me.
He always does.
No, I don't actually.
He does, well, no, you do. Morning. I think it's you're good at that kind of thing, aren't you? Just grip it harder on that end.
Yes.
Always win.
I've got no strength.
Yeah.
How do you hire a horse? Stand it on four bricks. Oh, right, got it. Yeah, good.
Yeah, very good. Yeah,
excellent,
well done.
Excellent jokes. You want the red hat? There we are.
Thanks very much.
Right, what have you got for us?
Better than that joke. I have two movies that you should see this Christmas. Very briefly, Passengers, which is the film with Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence. You've seen it on the side of every bus. And obviously, we've seen a certain viral video go very, very viral.
Yes, of course. We did Playground Insults, of course, which has got millions of views.
Millions. When the film starts and that spaceship comes into view and you see the writing going, I'm like, oh, I'm off, I can't be bothered, but I actually quite enjoyed it.
Really enjoy the movie. It's not the best thing ever, but it is good fun, and the other one that's out that's very good is Star Wars Rogue One. So you've got two big movies to watch this Christmas if you want to go out on Boxing Day or whatever. But as it's Christmas, I've got a little treat for both of you. A little treat.
Go on then.
So Will Smith is in this new movie called Collateral Beauty. It is maybe not the best thing ever. But
terrible title.
Terrible title. Doesn't mean anything. But I did get the chance to speak to him, and of course I couldn't help myself but ask him about the Will Smith Christmas. What is Christmas like for Will Smith?
Well, you just had a casual chat with Will Smith.
Oh, that's how Ali rolls.
Yeah, right.
That's what I do.
Okay.
So of course I had to start off with, you know, what is his favourite Christmas film? And this is what he said.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes, correct answer.
That's right.
It's really bad that I've never seen that, isn't it?
It is very, very bad.
Okay, I'll watch it today.
Is that a classic?
It is a big-time classic.
Well, I've obviously not seen it.
Yeah. You're my holiday in handcuffs, aren't you?
I don't know. You keep banging on about this
film. Have you seen that, Ali?
No, I've not.
What?
He keeps mentioning it.
I think I've seen the DVD cover, and I keep laughing at it.
It's got Melissa Joan Hart in it.
Yes, I have seen it.
Sabrina, Melissa.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
You do have to watch it, though.
That's right on my street.
I also asked him about his Christmas jumpers. Does he wear Christmas jumpers? And one of his children came up.
Jada demands it. So the clothes that everybody wears on Christmas is really important. So she, you know, in June, she's already picking up the stuff that everybody's going to wear.
So it's reindeers and snowflakes.
All of that. And I'm just too big for that stuff, man.
They don't make them Will Smith size.
It's like I'm just big with a reindeer suit.
I just love the idea of him in a reindeer suit eating Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
I bet it does happen and he's just covering for himself.
I bet he wears it good as well.
Yeah, man, rocking it. He's got this really, like, he's wearing a tash. You know, he's got a tash these days. But Will Smith can pull it off.
Yeah.
Looking good.
Definitely.
And, of course, I had to ask him, Will Smith, what is his favourite Christmas song? And he started to sing.
It was December 25th and Holla's having the dog. No, that's right.
Reflex.
It's like Run DMC for Christmas. Let me see. My favorite Christmas song ever. It's probably Ella Fitzgerald, you know, and was it Louis Armstrong? Was that I really can't stay, baby, it's cold outside. I've got to go home. I like that one. I've been trying to get Jada to lip sync that with me forever.
Jada, please.
Yeah.
We need this.
We need that. It would be so great.
I really enjoy your just casual chats with Will Smith. He starts singing at you. He knows all the stars, doesn't he?
Yeah. It's got a pretty big Rolodex, if you know what a Rolodex is.
No.
What's
that? Let's say contact list.
Okay, got you. All right. Thank you, Ali. Have an amazing Christmas. Thanks
you too.
So much. You've got a show on Boxing Day.
Do, 4 till 7. Have a good time with me on Boxing Day playing Christmas tunes.
Back tomorrow from 6:30 on BBC Radio 1.